Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on August 7th, 2015. Voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're definitely looking for a repeat. That information should be available anytime now. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. That's all spelled out, ManhattanBeachChamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here in the South Bay Show, and of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. I know you're doing good.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Yes, I know. I know you're such a little techie.
I love talking about techie things, and of course, here we're talking about one of the iconic corporations and iconic businesses in the tech world, Microsoft. What a treat. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Brian Lenuma and Sherman Cranser. Now, Brian has over 25 years IT experience in ERP, payment processing, and direct marketing. He is the president and co-founder of Strategic Systems Group, Inc., a provider of IT services to small and mid-sized manufacturing and distribution companies. SSG's core competence is the implementation and support of ERP applications, including Infor-LN, Microsoft Dynamics, and SysPro. Brian is active in the Southern California chapter of International Association of Microsoft Channel Partners and the Microsoft Community Connections Program. He is scheduled to make a series of technology presentations to the Manhattan Beach Chamber beginning in September 2015, that's next month. Brian holds a BS and MBA degrees from the University of California, Los Angeles. Sherman Cranser is responsible for the Microsoft Community Connections Program for the Western United States. This initiative pairs the business community with the best and brightest Microsoft partners to provide education and support. He has 15-plus years of experience in the highly dynamic telecommunications and software industry. His key strengths include new market development, strategic planning, and sales management. Sherman has a BS in finance from the University of Arkansas. So, Joe, this morning, it's all Microsoft all the time.
Yeah.
And some of the things our guests are going to tell us about, and this is hot topic stuff, the Microsoft Community Connections Program, Office 365, Productivity, Windows 10, and more, and I imagine that you're about doing cartwheels now, right?
It's a good day.
Yes, it is. Sherman, Brian, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you for joining us,
both of you. And let's start with you, Brian. I want to understand a little bit about SSG. Can you tell us a little bit about the size of SSG and where you guys are located?
Sure. We are located in Torrance, California, not far from Manhattan Beach. Mm. We've been in operation for quite a long time. Corporation has been in place since 1995, and then before that, 1981, a partner and I began it as a partnership. Mm. It's a small organization. It sort of varies in size depending upon the economy sometimes, between, say, 8 to 10 people,
mm-hmm.
and sort of focused on technology and how to leverage technology to enhance client business processes.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case ERP is not familiar, it stands for Enterprise Resource Planning, and it encompasses a wide variety of things for an organization, including financial, things that pertain to sales and purchasing, and then also manufacturing.
Now, I don't know. I would assume that you have a mixture of clerical personnel and technical personnel. Can you give me an idea of the ratio of engineers to business in terms of your personnel, 8 to 10 people?
Yes, of course. In general, maybe only a person, maybe a person and a half is focused on the administrative aspects of the organization. The rest are all technology personnel, either consultants or software developers. And then we have some amount of time, as all businesses do, focused on sales process.
Right. So that the point that I'm trying to make, Sherman, and thank you, Brian, for that. The point that I'm trying to make, Sherman, is that, you know, I've been a software engineer my whole career. I started off, in high school in the mid 70s. Yes, I was in high school in the mid to late 70s. And IT has been such a solid part of our economy and such a solid part of employment growth. Sherman, talk a little bit about Microsoft Community Connections Program. And of course, we all know how important Microsoft is to the IT world.
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, you know, we're really excited about this Community Connections Program. It's been in place for several years, but we've seen a dramatic change in the past 12 months, and we've kind of taken a new direction on how we integrate with the community and provide what we feel are educational benefits, specifically to chambers, councils, and associations. One of the things that we noticed was that in most webinar or seminar formats, you end up with a lot of commercialized selling throughout the seminars and webinars. And I don't know if you've been on a couple webinars in the past, but it's, you know, 10 minutes of content and 40 minutes of, you know, why they're the best to do. So
mm-hmm.
one of the main initiatives here is to really provide education and non-commercialized content in three different ways. And one is, you know, the monthly tech tips that we provide through our partner, you know, Brian. You know, they come to the chamber, you know, once a month, and they're just great information, you know, how, you know, 10 quick tips to, you know, increase productivity, or, you know, great links, news articles, but non-commercialized, just stuff that they can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I think the main thing that's really going to help, you know, businesses in your community is the series of seminars and webinars that Brian is going to actually put on, and we're going to help him produce. And those seminars and webinars are educational in nature. And we start from the very beginning, such as, you know, what is the cloud and how does it help your business? And this is just a great definition of it. So that's the second one. And then the third one is that we're just here to support, you know, the organization in any way that they need us.
Now, these seminars are how often, how many times a month are they, Sherman?
So the way that we figured is the best way to put it together was one per month.
Okay.
So the chamber is either going to have a seminar and then a webinar, seminar and a webinar. It's really up to the chamber how they want to actually have it available.
Mm-hmm.
But it's once a month, and it's typically 1 hour in length, and it's educational in nature. And we're very careful with our endorsed partners. We don't endorse very many. Brian is an absolute one of our best and brightest. Brian understands that these educational seminars, you know, he's going to talk about who he is in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to talk about all the content. You know, he's not going to mention his company.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to, you know, sit there and sell you. But at the end of the seminar or webinar, he's going to mention himself again and say, hey, you know, if you have any questions, you know, please give us a call, because we are a resource to the chamber.
Right.
Joe, are,
yeah.
are these the informational things that the chamber puts on every month? This is going to be a part of that? You know how James is always telling us, you know, we bring in experts.
Right.
So is this a part of that?
I think actually that there are more than one. So this one that's sort of focused on IT and technical expertise. But Sherman or Brian, do you know, I think there are more than one a month for the chamber in total. Is that right?
I'm sorry.
I think the way that we...
Not aware of what James does outside of the MCC program.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, then maybe there is one, Jackie. Maybe you're right. And that this is one that's repeated over once a month, and that's wonderful. Brian, I want to bring you back to just talk a little bit about, you know, this is a local radio show. We're focused on the South Bay and Manhattan Beach in particular. And we often talk about, you know, it's crazy, but statistics show, and I'm in the web development and website development arena, that some crazy number like 40 to 50% of small businesses still today do not have a website or a website that is updated. And certainly the numbers plummet when you talk about, you know, small businesses that have mobile-ready websites or an app or these kinds of things. And it's a constant battle to get information out there on how to use technology to small businesses. But in your case, you're helping manufacturing and distribution companies. Small to medium size, can you give us an idea of the ideal customer for your company?
Certainly. In general, the ideal customer is going to be somewhere between, say, $25 to $100 million in revenue. So we sort of found that if they're very large, it's a little bit tough to help them because the projects are sometimes very large. And then in situations where the organization is very small, sometimes they don't need exactly what we have to offer, but they do need support, as you pointed out. One of the things that we've noticed as well is that the website presence in small organizations is not as good as it could be. Mm. And to be honest, we were to blame in that category. We did not do enough for ourselves in terms of website presence. And it's not just the website these days. The website is one component of a larger lead generation scheme that also includes social media. So you probably have lots of experience in that area for the radio show and the chamber. Mm. But I think that's an area where people need to know more about how to leverage Facebook and LinkedIn, Twitter, in conjunction with their websites for lead generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a situation, I think, that we cannot help quite well in that sweet spot that I mentioned earlier. In situations where the company is a little bit larger or a little bit smaller than that sweet spot, we might rely upon a partner. So Sherman mentioned that the best and the brightest. There are quite a few folks that we have access to that can perhaps do some things much better than we can do. And in those situations, we'll refer out the business.
Mm-hmm. And so people think, $25 million to $100 million a year. Was that correct?
That's correct.
But people think, $25 million to $100 million, that must be a huge organization with, you know, employees scattered across the globe and so forth. That's tiny. That is tiny. That's... you know, a manufacturer that makes surfboards in Hermosa Beach, for instance, let's say, that is truly doing well, could easily get to the level of $25 million. Maybe they support a staff of 20 or 30 people, and then you're there because you've got these, you know, employees, you've got, you know, taxes, you've got all these salaries. I mean, it adds up pretty quick, and those types of organizations need this kind of support, this IT support. We're talking about enterprise resource planning. When does the fiber glass come in? How fast does it come in to support our production and all of these dynamic elements to production need to be managed, and managing it on in a spreadsheet is just not good these days. Sherman, Microsoft is in the midst of its largest reorganization in decades. I mean, in the last 2 to 3 to 4 years, there's been a huge resurgence of energy and also just sort of turmoil as Microsoft begins to remake itself. Can you talk a little bit about that? Your CEO, Satya Nadella, most people, you know, I think outside of IT don't recognize can't spell his name, but he is making a tremendous change in Microsoft for the better, in my opinion. Let me say, I'm a open source guy, have been for 2 decades, and when Satya was up on stage at, I think it was WinHack, or some, you know, iconic Microsoft convention with "We love Linux" behind him, it's an image that is burned into my brain that I will never forget. Tell us a little bit about that change, Sherman.
Yeah, so with the start of Satya's influence, you know, Satya Nadella is a true visionary, and collaboration, productivity, business continuity are initiatives that I think he's really instilled in Microsoft. And to be frank, we've really changed the motions and the gears on how we work with other companies that were typically viewed as competitors, as well as how to provide great tools to the public, business community. We work very well with everybody. We love Apple. We love all the different companies out there because now we'd like to have all of our programs and software to work across all different types of devices. So we've got some great stuff. But I think the big change that's really come out is going to the cloud, using software as a service, such as an Office 365 and the new Windows 10. And Satya's direction has been instrumental in saying, hey, let's figure out a way to help businesses, you know, move from the brick and mortar type of business where you could only do business at your office, right, to the new way of doing business where, you know, 40% of the SMB workforce is actually mobile, right? And they can't come back to their office. So that's really a direction we're moving into, as well as just having everything work together. You know, all the programs working together seamlessly is really something that has just been fantastic. But I can't say enough about Satya and the way that our organization is coming together, all working together to provide, you know, the best-in-class software, the best-in-class productivity tools, and things are super cool again, just to be frank.
Right. We love Microsoft CEOs. Bill Gates has always been a hero of mine, and of course, who's the owner of the Clippers? Another Microsoft CEO, Steve Ballmer. It's lovely, fabulous. We love it here in LA. Microsoft CEOs are very popular. Tell us a little bit about the how can the average small businessman get involved, small businesswoman, how can the average small business person get involved with the Microsoft Community Connections program? What's the website that they would go to or phone number?
So they would go to mscommunityconnections.com. But what we'd like them to do within the local community is actually contact the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Because the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is going to actually have a schedule of events that we're going to be putting on. So every month, typically the same date, we'll have a list of topics. And there's 12 different topics that we're going to be doing. So 1 year's worth of content. And it starts with, you know, as I mentioned earlier, what is a cloud? The second one is search engine optimization. How do you get customers to your website and buy? Mm-hmm. Next one is cybersecurity, 5 steps to secure your your business. And it kind of goes on from there. But the way they can look at our website, mscommunityconnections.com, or I would just prefer that they probably just go ahead and talk to the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, because this is a specific member benefit, you know, for the members. It isn't to necessarily the public, but it's to the members of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. And if you're not a member already, these are one of the reasons why it's important to join that membership, because it's providing more things than other organizations around the area.
Right. Now, we're going to take a break soon, but before we go to break, I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about Office 365 and the impact that you believe that Office 365 can have, especially for the small business.
I am so excited to talk about that. I mean, a small break, I probably need an hour. however, okay, the main thing to think about is mobility and the ability to work across many different devices. And if you look at it, you know, from a 50,000-foot view, imagine your current software package only downloads on your Office laptop or your Office desktop, right? And when you close down that Excel file, you think, okay, it's done. Then you go home, you're like, oh, my gosh, I've got to get a hold of that file. But I can't access it, so I got to run back to my office and get it. Well, so what Office 365 does, especially for the small to medium-sized businesses, it allows you to download five full sets of programs, the full Office suite, to different devices, such as your desktop at the office, your laptop, you know, that you have at home, your iPad, because we love Apple. We have you know, great programs for them, your MacBook Pro, as well as your Android device. So you can get it on all different devices and work on the same document, because it all syncs to our OneDrive.
Right.
And what's nice about that is basically it's having a file server in the cloud that you can access at any one of your devices, and it's fully secure. There's a lot of other competitors out there that provide cloud file servers, but the nice thing about our product is that it works seamlessly, and you don't have to pay extra for it. So you have the ability to work across many devices, and that's fantastic. But you also have constant updates. One of the issues in the past with installed software is that you'd have to wait for the next iteration of the software and then go out and buy it, right? Where, you know, cross platforms, cross devices, one device has got, you know, Office 2001 or you know, whatnot, and you're like, another device has, you know, the, you know, 2011 or 2008, and you keep having to upgrade. Well, with Office 365, we constantly upgrade your software for you. And whenever we have updates or new items or new things in there, it actually just comes down to automatically updates onto you, all of your devices that are connected to the Office 365 account. And then, you know, one of the third things is productivity, right? The ability to share documents and work on documents collaboratively within your organization and work on documents at the same time while you're using our conferencing call, our conference call software, Skype for Business. So there's so many features, but those are really the three main things that are fantastic. And I'll tell you, financially, it is actually less expensive than upgrading every 2 years. Because if you look at it, you know, from the business professional SKU, that's for typically the small to medium-sized business, you know, that's, you know, $10 to $12 a month, depending on what you buy. But if you're buying a $10 SKU, you know, that's $120, right, per year,
right?
Over 3 years, you know, you're looking at, what, $480. Well, if you buy one Office Pro 2013 software package that goes on only one device, that's $400.
Right.
It makes sense to do it, and you should do it so that everything is updated, saved in the cloud, and you have no problems and no worries.
It's a great offering. It's you know, for the longest time, Microsoft was viewed as being behind the curve in terms of the you know, software as a platform or platform as you know, was not in the vocabulary of Microsoft. It was all about apps, getting apps on a computer. Well, they have changed and they have come back and roared back with tremendous value with Office 365. We're going to talk about that more, and we're going to talk about Windows 10, of course, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about Windows 10 and all things Microsoft right after the break. If you have questions you'd like to ask of Sherman as a representative of a Microsoft Community Connections, and or Brian, a local business owner, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Yeah, Sherman, one of the things that I love about Office 365 is the constant updating, and then of course the space in the cloud. How much space comes with a typical subscription to Office 365?
Well, typically it was 1 terabyte with the file space. However, we have announced unlimited amount of data storage.
Right.
On our Office 365 SKUs. So depending on the SKU that you have, you know, you can get the unlimited. But it was in the past, a lot of people will say, you know, 1 terabyte.
I was a manager of a computer repair store in Manhattan Beach for like 5 years. And we actually built white box computers and installed software and did all of that and service, sales, service and support, the three S's. And I tell you, there's nothing better than Office 365 today for the typical small business, because backup, small businesses still have an issue with backup. And we always used to say backup was very easy. 3, 2, 1, 3 copies on 2 different media with 1 offsite. 3 copies of the key file on 2 mm-hmm. different media, you know, your 2 hard drives or hard drive and tape or whatever, and then 1 in a different location in case the building burns down. And with Office 365, you don't have to worry about that at all. All your documents are safe in the cloud, and all of your key personnel can get access to all the documents they need to get access to. It's a revolution. It's really just beginning. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's, you know, OneDrive is unbelievable, and it's a game changer. And, you know, one of the things that we talk to, you know, businesses about is, the need to get away from USB drives, because that's a real, cybersecurity risk, right? Malware, firmware, that type of thing. But we're also counseling businesses to get away from sending attachments It takes space, and depending on the size of the pipe of your internet speed, it can take a long time. So if you properly utilize Office 365 and the programs in there, you can actually share documents, mm-hmm. Which is just sharing a link because it's in your OneDrive. You saved it to a folder, right, in the OneDrive, and you can actually share it. You can share it with your customers, such as with your customers as a read-only document, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. or in collaboration, you can share it as an editable document. And we find that, sending links to people to say, hey, access the document here, click on the link, it's an easier and faster way to get that information in the hands of either your customer or your collaborative team.
Of course it is, of course. Of course, yeah. Competitors like Dropbox and many others have been doing this for, a decade. Microsoft comes in and they do them one better. I love OneDrive for my Android phone. I use it on my Android phone to save all of my pictures. Because when I take pictures on my phone, just as soon as I'm in a Wi-Fi zone, the pictures are uploaded, and then I can download them to my computer to upload them to Facebook or whatever. I can manage them, delete them, whatever I want to do. And it's very convenient. I never worry about the pictures on my phone. They're always safe if I've ever been in a Wi-Fi zone where the software is now configured to only when you're in a Wi-Fi zone upload those pictures to OneDrive. I stopped using Google Drive for that, even though I have Google Drive. I use OneDrive because it's more convenient and it's better.
Oh, that's a statement.
Well, it is a statement. I love Google. I don't know how it happened, but Microsoft got me.
Well, I tell you one thing is that it's free with your subscription. And, one of the things is it doesn't matter how many users you have. It's still free, and that's the big differentiator, and it's unlimited. With other competitors out there, you have to pay for, after you get to more than five users on an account, it gets very expensive. Plus, it works because it's fully integrated with all of your Office programs. I think the example of the Android, your phone and pictures, yeah. I would imagine that, 80% of the listeners out there right now are continuing to have a pop-up message on their phones that say, you don't have any more space, right?
Right, have no right, more. Right, 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 right. People right? take every picture they've ever taken on their phone.
Right.
They never download them to anything or anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Sherman, what you were just saying about other programs, like say, for instance, I've noticed this, Dropbox with PhotoBucket and a couple of those other ones, I'll take a trip and I'll put all of my pictures in PhotoBucket and I'll upload them and I'll invite people to come and look at them. And then the next trip I take, I go to upload pictures and it says, sorry, your storage is full. You need to upgrade now.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Dropbox. I have to delete files so that I can make room for other files. So what this is that you don't have that issue anymore.
Well, the other thing, too, is in the past, there was this limit of 20,000 files per Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
However, the workaround on that is just setting up your file storage similar to how a company sets up their organization. So you could have sales, right, marketing, accounting, but you can also do it in your personal life, right? You can have personal photos, and that gets around because then each separate file actually has an allocation of 20,000. So it really becomes unlimited to whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the main thing, you don't have to go cross platforms to get things to drag and drop. It all just is perfectly integrated, and it works.
And that's where Brian comes in, and he's going to teach everybody yeah. how to do this.
Right. Now, Brian, have you been a Microsoft shop your whole existence as a company?
To be honest, the answer is yes. Okay. Although we do have little bits and pieces of Linux experience for specialized projects, but to your point, yes, very much Microsoft.
How?
And I don't mean to belittle the Linux world, because
right.
There's lots and lots of stuff that's going on there that's also very good. I do have one comment about Office 365 that
yes.
I think pertains pretty well to small business. Sherman's absolutely right. It just works. And I think what's really important, so Sherman mentioned this notion of a file server. And in a small organization, like ours, for example, and the Manhattan Beach Chamber, it's a relatively simple structure. A number of workstations and a file server is typically what a small organization needs. And I kind of liken it to QuickBooks. So we've worked with some packages that are very expensive, oftentimes several hundred thousand dollars for an ERP application. And then I look at QuickBooks, and it was sort of mind-boggling, because for such a relatively small amount of money, a few hundred dollars, a lot of the accounting functionality in those large packages are in QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that same analogy for Office 365. So for a small business, some number of workstations in the office, all in Office 365, they pretty much have what they need for a very good value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. I you know, if I were in the business of building computers and selling computers and supporting computers, as I had been for many years, I would counsel all of my clients to get Office 365, and then they're done in terms of document creation and document storage. And document backup. They're done, and then we can go on to other issues.
Good point.
I think that was the one issue. I mean, you know, of course, we had a business that was predicated on sales, service, and support. And the service and support part of our business sometimes generated a great deal more than the sales, based on hard drive data recovery and, you know, file corruption and that kind of a thing. We spent an awful lot of time working on that.
The dreaded blue screen.
The dreaded blue screen. Absolutely, we made a lot of money on that, and viruses, of course, and
yeah.
all that. So,
mentioned training a little bit earlier, Joe.
Sure.
And I think that's a very important topic. So these pieces of software in Office 365, that they're all very well developed, and they all have some nuances, and there's some skills required, and pretty much. People could do some training or take some training on pretty much every aspect of Office 365.
Mm-hmm.
And the partners that are in the IMCP, and many of them participate in the MCC program as well, they're all pretty well trained. They all have certifications and can provide those services very well to companies who need them.
That's another aspect to the puzzle, Sherman. Is there a registry of trainers and consultants that small business people can go to and interview consultants to help them in their business?
Yeah, so not necessarily a registry, but you know, getting if they go to the MS Community Connections website, they can kind of get in touch with. Our inside tele team, and they can talk about their organization and what they're doing and what they're looking for. However, we actually pull through the International Association of Microsoft Channel Partners, and actually, it's the biggest group in the world. It's actually out of Orange County, and there's about 100 high level. Microsoft channel partners do that, and then what I do is I pull about 20% of those, the best and brightest out of those that do a lot of business with us, that have all the highest certifications. So they can reach me and if they're interested in that, or go through Brian. Brian is a great resource, and Brian can actually help them get to one of our what's called Microsoft Community Connections chairs for the channel partner group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Eric Klaus and Dennis Wilson. And they can help the organization find somebody that would be endorsed by Microsoft, not just to everyday, you know, IT person, but somebody that we feel can do a great job. And also we vet them and we give them responsibilities, you know, such as, you know, ensuring that, you know, whatever product or proposal that they are giving is fair, as well as that they complete every project on time and they do it well.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, if they're not doing well and they're not, you know, doing a great job, literally they're out of the program because we want the best and brightest and we want to help the community the best way that we can.
We love giving out resources that can help people. Sherman, can you give your contact information for this purpose so that people can get in touch with you and get plugged into these resources?
Certainly, I would love to. So, to get me via email, it would just be scrancer@microsoft.com, scrancer@microsoft.com, mm-hmm. or they can reach me on telephone 949-425-3214, or they can see the splash page, which has a lot of my info. /aka.ms/spc.
Now, can you repeat that last resource because it was a little choppy there, after the phone number?
Yes, certainly. So I have a splash page. It's https://aka.ms/spc.
Okay, and it's,
and that's my initials, Sherman
and
Paul Grant.
It's HTTP :// not semicolon.
Oh, excuse me.
All right.
But I wouldn't forget. It's HTTPS, actually.
Oh, https://.
Yeah. All right, we need to do a station break here.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. We're talking Microsoft. And Jackie?
The Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar is brought to you by the Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Hosinski crests traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar overlooking the ocean. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room. Dine al fresco on one of the patios or attend their unique Culinary Masters series. In keeping with the treasured beach city's tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at thestrandhousemb.com. That's all spelled out, thestrandhousemb.com. The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach.
All right. So this is you know, a valuable resource, I think, for people. If they listen to this show, they're going to get a little bit clearer idea of some of the offerings from the Chamber, the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. Once a month, they can get these updates, these webinars. Brian, how can people get in touch with you as well? If they should need your services, ERP, payment processing, direct marketing.
Sure, I can do that for you. So, like Sherman, I guess I'll give you my email address first.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's my first name dot last name, so Brian dot II, N as in Nancy, U, M as in Mary, A, @ssgnet.com. Okay. Stan, Stan, George, Nancy, Edward, Tom.
Okay.
Our office number is 310-539-4645.
Okay.
And our website is at www.ssgnet.com.
Okay.
So Brian, why, give us tell us when the first seminar is going to be and what it's going to be talking about. What you'll be talking about.
Terrific. So we kind of went back and forth for scheduling, and as Sherman mentioned, oftentimes it's best for the seminars or webinars to be on the same day of the month at the same time. So the first one is scheduled for the 10th of September, which is not far away, and it's going to be in the chamber office at 12 noon. And the first topic is going to be about cloud services, and the title that Sherman mentioned, what is the cloud and how does it reduce technology costs? By 50%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's perfect. That's a great introduction and sort of clearing of the air in a way for small businesses to really get some expert explanation and clarity on what the cloud can do for them as a small business. That's perfect.
And this is going to be something that, like, lay people can go to, people that don't have any experience about computers and, you know, basic stuff, but you can walk in there not really knowing. You're a small business and maybe you're expanding and you realize you need some help. So, Brian, this would be okay for a non-expert like Joe?
Right.
Yeah, oh, gosh. Although it sounds like Joe is quite a bit an expert.
I didn't say that right. Not like an expert like Joe, not a non-expert. I'm sorry.
So in any case, the seminars and webinars are meant for folks who are in small business. And as Joe mentioned, sometimes the sophistication is not very high. And like Joe, we have seen some organizations run their manufacturing planning, for example, on a spreadsheet, which is a little bit out of the ordinary.
Hmm.
However, it does happen. So yes, even people who are well-versed are welcome. It's not necessarily for people who are uneducated as far as technology. But I think what's sort of important about the way it was structured, and to Sherman's credit, that the cloud discussion typically comes first in the series. It doesn't always have to be. Sometimes people will choose a CRM topic instead, which stands for Customer Relationship Management. But the cloud sort of sets the foundation. It kind of sets the stage for some of the things that come after. And I think the Office 365 discussion makes a lot more sense if they have been through the cloud presentation first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And looking forward to that September 10th at the Chamber offices in Manhattan Beach. That's a great, great date, and I hope that people will make every effort to be there, because this is a new initiative from the Manhattan Beach Chamber. It's a fabulous idea, and I hope that this will continue many months into the future.
I'd be curious to hear how this came about. Mm-hmm. How did the chamber? How does this work, Sherman? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? How do you find each other?
Well, actually, I met the chamber at the Western Association of Chamber Executives conference, the WACE conference.
Mm.
And we had spoke, about 7 months ago. And then we had spoken over the phone a couple times, and then it just kind of got put on the back burner, and then we reengaged. And so Brian, I mentioned to Brian, hey, why don't you reach out to Manhattan Beach Chamber? I know that they're interested in adopting an initiative to provide member benefits, you know, something different, right? And then Brian called them. And, you know, I do want to say one thing is that, you know, Brian and his group has our full confidence and endorsement. And I just want to, you know, make that clear. And you know, while his company does, work with companies with, you know, 25 million to 250 million, he's there as an educator, and you know, he's there to go to first, even if it's a small business with a small Office 365 question, go to Brian first.
Mm-hmm.
No, and if Brian can't handle it, Brian has connections within our community with the endorsed partners that are part of the MCC, and he'll make that connection. You know, it's all about connections and helping people in the community. But that's kind of how it started, and it's in the Southern California region. This Community Connections program is absolutely exploding. We have over 46 different chambers, associations, and business councils, as well as a government entity such as the SBA, SBDCs, and Valley Economic Alliances doing this. And it's such a great program because, you know, it's education without commercialization,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's there for the company who wants to learn about cloud but doesn't want to have an appointment with a cloud executive that's going to keep calling them to see if they're going to buy their product.
Right.
Right, yeah. Right?
Oh, my God.
Right.
And this is free for chamber members,
right?
Free. These seminars are free for chamber members.
Yep.
Absolutely. This is fantastic.
That's the big benefit. We also, the last thing is, we also raffle off Office 365 for every event, so as a door prize.
Right.
Somebody comes and it'll be a 1-year subscription to Office 365 or Office Pro 2013. That's a 1-year license, and that's like a $400 value.
Right.
So this is a donation Microsoft is making on behalf of you know, Brian's group and the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce to help people understand and take a look at it. So, you know, the more that you come to, the better your chances are in getting access to free software.
Oh, raffle time. I like that.
I think the time has come that we normally would have a representative from the chamber talk about upcoming events, but if they're not going to join us, we need to talk about Windows 10. So we'll start with you, Sherman. Windows 10 is really something that from the CEO on down, I've you can sense an excitement in the Microsoft community about Windows 10 and its promise for the near term and the future. Tell us a little bit about how you see Windows 10 and where it fits in the whole scheme of things.
So we are so excited. I mean, Windows 10, I have it, you know, on my devices. It is unbelievable. It really takes, you know, the old Windows platforms and combines it with Windows 8, which was fantastic. However, it could be a little bit of confusing to some people. And we brought familiarity back. Okay, so, you know, with Windows 10, it starts out with your start button. Okay, it's there. It's just like you remember where it was. you have that, but then you come along with this great little thing called Cortana.
Mm.
And Cortana is your own with reminders, making phone calls, opening up programs, finding emails. You basically just say, you know, hey, and then you say Cortana. If I say that too much, it's going to actually pop up here. But if you just say those two words, it pops up and you say, please call, you know, Brian Yuma. And next thing you know it, it calls Brian. Or find this file. It finds the file. Remind me to do something. So you have Cortana that comes with it. It's your own personal assistant, and a personal assistant, and it's really, it really is, you know, it's an artificial intelligence that's been put together using the machine learning algorithms, mm-hmm. right? And it just constantly is learning and learns your voice. It's just fantastic. So you also have free updates with Windows 10. Which is a little bit different than the old operating system. So we keep putting new features. I think there was a 500 new updates in the last 6 months while they were putting it together. They just keep doing it, keep putting new things at work. The last thing is that the next is really it's safer and more secure than any other operating system ever. And that really comes with, you know, Windows Defender. Which we would like to say that it's you know, as good or better than any other antivirus, you know, programs. We're really looking at it as well as segmenting all devices. So it's going to be a game changer for cybersecurity when people used to be able to get into one device and then go through your whole network. Well, if you have a Windows 10 operating platform, that's not going to be available anymore because it's user-based. So you have that. You know, it's more personal and productive, so you can use your voice, the pen, the touch, your gestures to get things going.
Right.
But then also the new browser, which is Windows Edge, where you can write on web pages. You could use reading view, cut, paste, send, just the collaborative, options of it. And I think people are just going to be so excited for it.
Right.
I just realized I have to upgrade to Windows 10. I have Windows 8.
You will be offered to upgrade for free if you go and subscribe to the upgrade program, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You haven't done that yet. Huh?
No.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Yeah, you just have to go to Microsoft.com and then click on the Windows 10, and then it'll ask you to register, and you put in your email, your Microsoft Live ID, and then when it's available, because what we're doing it in segments, right? You know, so that it's done correctly, and then you'll get an email, and the pop-up will come up and says, "Hey, upgrade," and then boom, you can upgrade for free.
Okay.
The other thing.
Sherman, you're going in and out.
A little, yes.
I don't know if you're moving around, but you're yeah. So, okay, go ahead. Start again.
I'm so excited. It's the multitasking view, where you can have multiple desktops, you literally, let's say you have three programs. Right, and you take your Windows button and then hit the right key, and one program goes to the right. You hit your Windows program up key, the other program goes top left, and then your third program, bottom left hand corner. So you have a nice view. But now let's say you need to have five other programs open up. Okay, so you just click on the multitasking view and create a new desktop, and you just click on it, new desktop, desktop two. You can open your programs there. So you can just toggle back and forth in between desktops without having to, minimize all the different windows to find the window that you're on, right? Or you could have one desktop that has just Outlook emails. A lot of us open up 20 emails, right? And we triage, right? Oh my gosh, what are we looking at today? And you kind of forget. But it's the multitasking view that is just unbelievable.
Right.
That feature alone, makes productivity so much better. You know, we've also provided easier access to the Microsoft Store, and for those gamers out there, you're actually going to start have the ability to play Xbox and Xbox games on Windows 10 devices.
Right. With an Xbox One controller, you can play Xbox One games on your PC now. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so much to this, but the main thing is that it's familiar, right? It's familiar to the old operating systems.
Right.
Okay. And that was the cycle.
Right.
But we're excited about it. Please upgrade. You're going to love it.
That's something that's certainly in our future. I have been approved for upgrade. I'm going to wait for probably another month, and then I'm going to go for it. Most people should know that Microsoft has allowed Windows 10 to be free until 16. So we have some time to upgrade, but you can upgrade for free, and it'll continue to be free. Thank you so much, Brian Enuma, from President and Co-Founder of Strategic Systems Group. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
It was our pleasure. And Sherman Crancer, Microsoft Community Connections Program for the Western United States, thank you so much. This is really a great benefit for business people here in the South Bay and in Manhattan Beach in particular. We're looking forward to these programs very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Have I left out anything, Jackie?
No.
All right. Well, and we'll see you on next Wednesday for Redondo Beach, More to See. Bye-bye now.